April 1998, Anguilla, the Caribbean. Another day in paradise. Dr. Cook cleared me to fly down to the Caribbean with my family just 2 days after the surgery. It was Sam's spring break. During my 2 weeks of rest and recuperation, I'd been getting up early every morning, around 6 a.m., before Tracy, before Sam and the girls, and this day was no exception. I rose from bed quietly without waking Tracy, threw on a pair of shorts and a t-shirt, wrapped my stubbly head with its comical tufted forelock in a blue bandana, slipped out the back door of the hotel villa, and made my way down the cliff stairs and onto the beach. After walking for a quarter mile or so, I sat down on the soft white sand and rested my forearms across my knees. Pelicans were fishing about 10 feet offshore, wheeling and diving spectacularly, but they weren't the object of my attention. I was focused on my hand. I stared at it and waited. Inside of 5 minutes, my fingers began to flutter. It was subtle, no one else would ever have noticed, but it was there. It was just like at the beginning, just like before, with one very big difference. This wasn't my left hand I was looking at. There was no question that the operation had been a success. My left side was as still as the sheltered blue bay in front of me. The problem now was with my right. The tremor had moved into the right side of my body. I wasn't surprised. This wasn't altogether new and had nothing to do with the surgery. In fact, nothing the doctor did that day could have caused this most recent development in my symptoms. The lesion was created in the right hemisphere of my brain and therefore would only have an effect on the left side of my body. I'd actually begun to notice it back in February. Probably the subsiding of the tremor on my left had just made the deterioration on my right side more noticeable. I was sad, but I wasn't angry. I'd known for years that this was an inevitability. I have Parkinson's disease. It's a progressive disorder. It's just doing what it's supposed to do. So what was I supposed to do now? I rose and brushed the sand off the back of my legs and started to make my way back toward my wife and sleeping children. The answer was clear. After all that I'd been through, after all that I'd learned and all that I'd been given, I was going to do what I'd been doing every day for the last few years now. Just show up and do the best that I could do with whatever lay in front of me.